Vision Sunday is a time of casting vision for the new year. It's a time of, sharing what the Lord's sharing with us, because, you know, He wants us to join our faith and put our faith on certain things. Hallelujah. And to have a corporate faith, we've got to have a corporate sharing of the corporate, you know, we've got to share with the corporate body what the vision is. And so we're going to do that this morning. Hallelujah. Go to Philippians chapter 3. We'll just start right there. This is a verse that we're familiar with, but it'll fit real well here, what we're getting ready to share. Philippians 3. There's more than we have time to get into about this passage. But Paul said this, Philippians 3:12 on down through for a few verses. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, that means mature, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. He's talking about the mindset he has, the way he thinks, the way he operates in the things of God. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching for those things which are before. Thank God for what's behind. I mean, maybe what's behind is not good. Maybe what's behind has been a lot of struggle or something like that. But he didn't just say, I forget what the devil did in my past. He said, I forget what's behind. Even the things that he won, the great victories he won in God. Not that he never shares the testimony, but he never goes back there and thinks, oh, the good old days. No, he's saying, I'm reaching for something even better than the good things I've had in the past. Amen. Reaching. Everybody say reaching. Forth unto those things which are before. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling, or the upward calling, other translations say, of God in Christ Jesus. Let as therefore as many as be perfect. That means mature. That means also wholehearted. Be thus minded. What minded? Press minded. Reach minded. Not sitting down on our laurels and thanking God for all that He's already done for us, but realizing there's better things ahead. The best is ahead. Praise God. I remember the Lord spoke to me a number of years ago. I wrote it down. He said, your greatest days in ministry are ahead of you. Yeah. Well, that's not unique to me. Anybody that's walking with God, staying with God, taking every step He's telling you to take, there's always He always takes us from glory to glory. Amen. Amen. Your greatest days are ahead of you if you're walking with God. Amen. Amen. So he said, reaching and pressing and toward the prize, the mark of the prize, of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let as many as be perfect be thus minded. If in anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. I've had the Lord deal with me about things that I wasn't press minded about, and giving me a good swift kick in the pants in the love of God and said, get with it. Amen. So that's what Vision Sunday really is all about. It's about reaching. It's about pressing. It's about seeing something ahead to lay hold of in faith, in the plan of God, in the purposes of God, and so forth and so on. And I believe the purpose of sharing it corporately, one of the purposes of sharing it corporately is what I shared in the offering in First Samuel. 10:26. In fact, let's go over there. I don't know if I turned to that. 1 Samuel chapter number 10 and verse number 26. I'll give you the context here. This is when God called Saul, King Saul. Of course, later his heart changed and everything, but God was in his initially, he was in his position of being king. He was in that. He raised him up. God called him and so forth. And remember, Samuel went and anointed him, and God raised him up. And so that's all the earlier in this chapter, how God did all that. And then it says, and Saul also, after all these things, they had the coronation and everything, made him king. Chapter 10, verse 26. 1 Samuel, you're with me? It says, and Saul also went home to Gibeah, and there went with him a band of men whose heart God had touched. I like that. Yeah. whose heart God had touched. You know, when God calls a man to do something, he'll also call people to help in that vision. And he'll touch people's hearts. God's always endeavoring to touch people's hearts about leadership that he has raised up. You say, and you claim God raised you up to be in the leadership of this congregation? Yeah, because it wasn't my plan. I didn't want to do it. But he kept dealing with us. Finally, after getting real sick about it, finally I said, well, I guess I'll have to do the will of God. But I got willing too. Then, amen. And so whenever he called us, he's trying to touch people's hearts. Not just me, there's many. How many of you know there's many God calls, many pastors, many leaders? But if God calls somebody to join with that vision, they have to respond to that touch of the Spirit. Amen. Amen. I'm open to the Lord touching me. The Lord has touched my wife and I's heart about where we're to be connected in the body of Christ. And we're responding to that. And learning to respond to that even more. Amen? Are you willing to let God touch your heart?
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. That was really weak. Maybe in the back you can get excited about it as soon as we get done. All right. So we're going to share some things that I believe God wants us to reach for in the plan of God. Before we finish that, let's go to the next verse here. 1 Samuel 10, verse 26. We just read that about God touching people's hearts to help in that vision that God gave Saul. Then verse 27, but the children of Belial said... Now, the word Belial, that word is used many times in the Old Testament. It's a reference to wicked people. And actually, in the New Testament, it's used in the New Testament once, you know, talking about what fellowship have they that believe with infidels. You remember that? With the people of God and the children of Belial. In other words, God's people and children of the devil. That's what he's referencing. And so Belial is a reference to the devil in the New Testament. So you can see here what he's referring to. The children of Belial, these are people that are inspired by the devil, said, how shall this man save us? And they despised him and brought him no presents, but he held his peace. In other words, this is my coronation day. It's not a day to start a war. You know, he walked in love about it. Amen. Well, that lets you know what spirit it is. That causes people to say, well, I'm not going to join up with anybody. I'm just, you know, I don't need to go to any local church. Tells you what they're listening to. Well, don't get quiet now. We don't want to have to quit the service now. Well, anyhow, you'll hear more about that in the years to come, in the weeks to come. Anyway, I just thought I'd share that verse. Because there's a spirit in the world where people, that they just like, well, I don't believe in organized Christianity. I don't believe in, you know, I don't have to be a part of a church. No, not to be saved. We know that. You're not saved by a church. You're saved by the head of the church, the Lord Jesus Christ, and your faith in him. But the Bible said he places us in the body as it pleased him. There's a place we fit. And we're to bring our supply to corporate effort. Amen. Anyway, that's all free. So really, we want to share a lot of these things. Vision Sunday's become a sharing of vision. It's also become a bit of a time of just reporting and sharing some things that have happened, things that God's done, things that God's saying, and so forth and so on. They kind of keep us all in one mindset and going forward. So, but anyway, to start this morning, I want to hand out the events list, the 2022 events list. The ushers have it there. And you can either raise your hand or they'll just pass them down the aisles. Whoever wants one can take one. This is what we know so far about the events of 2022, and there are events that aren't scheduled yet, that aren't on here. We're going to have some guest ministers come who aren't on here yet that God's talking to me about, there are plenty of things on here that you can look at the dates. And, you know, like, for example, if you're trying to schedule your vacation sometime and you want to see if you're going to miss anything at the church, you can look at this. Like, for example, you can see here right now that down on June, where does it say here? It just says summer. Summer to be determined. Gem camp meeting. Those dates haven't been set down there if you see that there. But we'll get those. As soon as we can get those dates to you, we will. It's a matter of scheduling the guest speakers and getting their schedule to work with ours, or theirs to work with theirs, maybe. So, but anyway, just wanted to give you this. You'll notice a couple of things here. The Easter egg extravaganza on the 17th. That's going to be here at the church, down at the bottom, down on the back page, back of the page, actually. On December the 4th, you'll see the greatest gift, children's Christmas celebration. We're going to have that this year. Let's see, what else should we point out here? I will make note that you'll notice on, and I'll be mentioning this here in a minute, on every month there's a date with says corporate prayer. You see it there on February 9th, then you see it down there on March 9th, and then down there at April 6th, so forth. You can see that we're having corporate prayer scheduled. Those dates are always on a Wednesday night. So going forward, that's usually, not always, the first Wednesday night of the month, we're going to turn Wednesday night service into a corporate prayer time. Because the Lord has dealt with me very strongly about the importance of prayer at the church, here in the church. And we have prayer, of course, every Monday morning here at the over in one of these other buildings. But I just want to be a part of some of that, and Wednesday nights was the only place we could really get it to work. I'm very conscious of your schedule, not trying to add another Monday night to the schedule, and it just came in my heart, let's do this Wednesday night corporate prayer once a month, the first Wednesday night. Amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So don't drop off on that attendance on that Wednesday night. We'll know you're really not a part of the church. You know what I'm talking about. That's a glorious time. We have certain things that we want to be praying about. We'll be sharing that in the session here today. But I don't know. I think there's rising up a group of people in the church, more and more gathering around this direction of the Spirit to pray concerning the future, concerning the plan of God and the will of God, the move of God, what God wants us to do, what our part is in it. And so I think sometimes people enjoy those services more than my preaching, maybe. I don't know. Don't say amen or don't say anything, maybe. All right, so you'll have that. As we get updates to that event list, we will let you know. We're giving you as much as we can, as soon as we can, to help you. Amen. Then the next thing I want to talk to you about is just overall what the purpose of this ministry is. God's dealt with me very plainly that we're to teach people to be victorious in all areas of their life through the Spirit of faith. You know, there's a lot of people angry in our culture. A lot of people frustrated, mad because of all the stuff that's happening out there in the world, and they cuss and so forth. It's time the church. It's time that we get a new. The world needs a new F word. That new F word is faith. Amen. The world needs a new F word. I woke some of you up that haven't smiled since it started. God's dealt with us plainly. Dr. Dufresne confirmed it. He said, when you get to preach it on faith, there's an anointing on you when you preach on faith. And so we're here to teach people to always live victorious through the Spirit of faith. Amen. Amen. Teaching, healing, planting churches, social media broadcasts, and traveling. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. So we'll be starting more churches, and you'll see some things as we go. But we're to raise up victorious local churches, teaching them to move with the Spirit, teaching them to walk by faith. This is the victory that... Don't get me started. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Amen. Amen, amen. So that's just a little nutshell. All the things we do, we endeavor to keep on spreading that message and taking it to as many people as God will grace us to take it to. Praise the Lord. And so before we get into some things about 2022, how about we recap some victories of 2021? Would you like to do that? Let's look up. Put up the screen here. I don't know if you want to turn down some lights that'll help people see. I don't know how y'all do that. There you go. All right. Here's some things that we've had victories in 2021. The offerings, now that says SFFC offerings. That's not the whole church. That, see that headline says over and above income? Victories in 2021 over and above income. This is only the only and above, over and above income of, from Spirit of Faith Family Church. 75,800 and change came in. And for the over and above, how many of you know what over and above was in 2021? It was these parking lots and certain other things. Then in HCD, the HCD contributed 71,235. Amen. They use that parking lot even more than we do. They need to belly up, right? Yeah, and they need to do some more bellying up right now. But anyway, so that's a total of 147,000 cash that went into those parking lots. And you can see down there the over and above projects completed. Maybe I should get my pointer out, keep everybody on the same page right here. Well, they gave me a pointer. There it works. Completed. Over and above projects completed. Parking lot repaving. We finished the parking lot. That was, okay, my battery's about half dead. 325 and change, the cost of that. Wiley Foundation and concrete removal. You remember we took the foundation out of that lot we bought over there, the church bought? It had an old building. If you weren't around during Duratio, you don't know. There used to be a building sitting right here to the west of the west of this church building. The Duratio blew that over. And I was driving in one Sunday, and the Lord said, buy that. Yeah. Buy that lot. Yeah. And so we did. And the foundation was still there, so we had that removed. That was $40,000. And filled back in and a lot of other stuff with that. You know, tearing out the old concrete sign and so forth. But then the church building landscaping, we put in to about $2,300 last year. And so the total projects was that much. And so you can see we took out some loan. The church took out some loan to finish the parking lot. But thank God for the finishing of the parking lot. Amen.
Amen.
Then next, the insurance projects completed. Duratio insurance payout claims on this bill, well, actually all three buildings. I don't know if there's any on that fourth building. But anyway, 696 was paid out. That's how much money was put into these buildings since Duratio. And insurance paid all of that except a couple of, deductible claims. I mean, deductibles, you understand how that works. But so anyway, that's how much the Duratio insurance money put into these buildings. Now, I don't think I can say that that's how much equity got put into these buildings because I don't think that's accurate. But I do know it put in a little bit of equity into these buildings. If you don't know what equity is, ask somebody when you leave. Then most of you don't even know there was another insurance claim that we had. There was problems with heat escaping because of the insulation above here, and they decided to put that on a separate claim. I think it was, I don't know if it was Duratio related, but anyway, the insurance did recognize their need to cover that. So that was another. We insulated all these buildings, all three of these buildings. We insulated them all again. We found out that a whole lot of heat was escaping through these ceilings. And so we're watching the electric bill and the gas bill and stuff because that should go down real substantially now. It was amazing how much heat was escaping up there. Anyway, we got that all fixed. And that was all an insurance claim as well for $122. So $819,000 of insurance claims went into these buildings this year. Thank God for two things. Number one, thank God we got some buildings repaired. And thank God that didn't come out of our pockets. Amen. Amen. Man, I've never had an insurance claim that big in my whole life. But I thought about it, and I real quickly added up how much we've paid the insurance company over the last number of years, and I said, hey, belly up. You guys belly up. I've paid you a whole lot more than that. Anyway. So, but that's all something we're thankful for and rejoice in. Praise the Lord. Then down here's two campaign goals. We had a campaign to believe God for at least $5,000 a month come in to J. Eberly Ministries, and we went past it. Right there, 58,000. That's the average for the last 6 months. 58,062. 58,000. Oh, I'll take that. Yeah, 58,000. 5,800. Excuse me. That's the average. And then the new sanctuary camera goal. How many of you were here that Sunday? I like that new flow. If you weren't here that Sunday, God showed us how to sell the old cameras and actually get some money out of them, which was like, really? Thank God. But then, and buy these new cameras. We have new cameras here now. And shared it with the congregation. And how long did it? Didn't even take 3 minutes, I don't think. And that money was given or said that it was going to come in within a service. And within the service or two, it came in. Praise the Lord. So, excuse me. Can you rejoice over those things? We're not even sharing with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. We're thankful, Father. We're thankful, 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 thankful for your faithfulness. You may be seated. In the daycare, there's always children being saved. We lead people to the Lord. A lot of the Lord just kind of has directed us this way. It seems to work better. But we lead people to the Lord after services here at church. We give altar calls and people will sometimes respond. But whenever you get them one-on-one where they're not embarrassed about, you know, they don't like being seen publicly or something. You get them one-on-one. You lead them to the Lord. The daycare has led many to the Lord. I know just over Christmas holiday or something. Someone over the before and after program, I believe, led 15 of the kids to the Lord. Praise the Lord. So there's many, many lives being changed over there as well. Hallelujah. Thank God for victories. Let's go on to some general direction of the Spirit that the Lord's given to us. One of the things that the Lord has been saying to me concerning the church, concerning us and our ministry and so forth, concerning it has to do with the pace we've been on. Remember, the Lord said to me, gird up the loins of your mind, it's time to run. I've shared that with the congregation. Gird up the loins of your mind, it's time to run. When I heard that, I heard it's time to pick up the pace. You know what I mean? I mean, it's time for acceleration.
Yes, amen.
That's what I heard. Gird up the loins of your mind. In other words, change your mindset. There's a quicker pace.
Yeah.
It's time to run. Running is putting one step in front of the other, just like walking is putting one step in front of the other. But running, you're doing it at a much quicker pace.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so when the Lord said that, that spoke a whole lot to me about what to get ready for. And we're talking about speeding up the progress of the ministry.
Amen.
Or the pace of progression that the ministry is on. Amen.
Amen.
A quicker pace of increase. A quicker pace of growth. A quicker pace of taking steps that the Lord's leading us to take. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Can you hold with me for a minute?
Yes, sir.
But when we seek God about what that means, what we're to do to, like he said, gird up the loins of your mind. What should we do? What different thinking should we have? We shouldn't approach that or approach God in seeking God about that as if he's the one that needs to increase the speed at which we move forward. Notice he addressed us when he said, gird up the loins of your mind. He's addressing our mindset. You understand what that means? The pace that we move forward is not necessarily set by God. It's more so set by our response to his dealings. Are you with me? His dealings with us go at the pace we're able to receive them. Act on them, respond to them, obey them, and step out on what he's telling us to do. So to experience acceleration, adjustments need to be made in our response on our side, not on God's side. God's ready to go at a much quicker pace than any human can do anything. He's not asking us to move beyond our ability to move with him, but he is asking us to pick up the pace at which we're moving. Amen. How many of you remember God said to Saul, King, he was named changed to Paul, go into the city and it'll be told you what you must do. So he's basically saying, you do this and then I'll deal with you about the next thing. Go into the city and then I'll talk to you more about what I have for you. So he's basically saying, however long it takes you to get into the city and get into position and do the first thing I said, that's how long it'll be before I deal with you about the next thing. If Saul went there within the end of by the end of the day, God could move by the end of the day. If Saul took 2 weeks to get there, because, you know, I'm blind, I can't see. No, he went there anyway, got somebody to take him there. In other words, let's get on with this plan. Isn't that right? And so as much as people don't agree with this statement, the fact is God can only get things done in the earth at the pace men's faith and men's response is at the pace they respond to him, in other words. Amen. We're the body of Christ. Like our body can't do anything without, our head, can't do anything without our body. That's the way the body of Christ is. You know, like Brother Hagin used to say, let's cut your head off and see if you can walk out of here. See if your head can walk out of here. Your head can't do anything without the body. That's the way the head of the Lord, the head of the church is. He needs the body and he needs the body to respond. Isn't that right? And so to move corporately at an accelerated pace requires a corporate change of mindset and pace. Well, now you went to preaching. I thought this was Vision Sunday. We're getting to it. Some of the things I've got to say, I've got to share this. It's not just Pastor Jay and Pastor Debbie need to pick up the pace. We all need to pick up the pace. Glory to God. Yeah, Pastor, describe what you're talking about. I'll tell you, I'll give you an illustration. Now, it's not all about raising the funds, but it takes funds to do what God tells you to do. The pace at which the camera money was raised, that's a new pace. I said, that's a new pace. Glory to God. Glory to God. And so notice he's addressing our mindset, and we've got to corporately take on a new mindset. In a new era, things happen at a new pace. You can't bring the mindset that a previous season called for into a new season with a new pace and keep up with God. Amen. What we're getting into, nothing that we're getting into is going to be similar to the way it's been in the past. So we're going to have to change our mindset. Amen. Pastor Nancy told a story. She told a story about a pastor. I love this story. This illustrates what I'm talking about. It's been on my heart. This story's been on my heart for a couple of weeks, close to a couple of weeks. She said a pastor had the church gave him he liked NASCAR. He loved races, car races. He liked NASCAR. The pastor gave the church gave him a package where he had a special seat at NASCAR in a special place. They gave him this package that you could buy, and so he was there in that special place. He had access to the pits, if you know what the pits are, and then afterwards, the next day, I believe it was, he was given a ticket to drive a race car. He had the privilege of driving a race car on the track behind a professional race car driver. How many of you heard this story? The rest of you need to hear it. So he was, he enjoyed the races and everything, talked to some well-known people. But afterwards, he said, all right, I'm ready for this race car drive. He got in the car. He said before he got in the car, the professional driver who he was going to be behind that was going to set the pace, the professional driver came back and said, all right. He said, now, you just stay right on my tail. Don't lag behind. Don't lose ground. Stay right up on my bumper. Stay just as close as you can get safely. And he said, if wherever I go on the track, because the tracks are, on the corners are slant and so forth. He said, you might think you could go low and get around quicker, because the whole goal was to see what kind of pace this guy, this pastor who was totally inexperienced in race cars, what kind of pace he could be at. Can a novice drive a race car at a winning pace? Well, normally not. Unless you're following closely to somebody who does have the experience, does have the skill, knows how to do it, knows where on the track you need to be at to keep the time. And so pastor said, the race car driver in front of him, he said, you just stay right on my tail. He said, if I go high, you go high. Don't think you can get quicker by going low. He said, go high. And he said, it's going to seem like on certain turns, it's going to seem like your car is not going to be able to handle it, all the G-forces and stuff. He said, but if I can do it and I'm at that pace on that curve, don't hit your brakes. He said, if I can do it, you can do it. He said, stay right on my bumper. Don't hit your brakes if I don't hit my brakes. He said, don't you go low if I go high. He said, stay right on my bumper. And the pastor said, you got a deal. He's just looking for permission, you know. So they took off. And he said, he stayed right on that professional driver's bumper. He went high. He said, there were times his head said, we're going to crash. But he said, the car stayed together. The car didn't lose track. Didn't fly off the track. He stayed right up with him. And finished the race, you know, the lap or whatever, however many laps they did. Finished it in, he said, the race car driver came back afterwards and said, we've never had anybody finish at this pace. This is winning pace that you followed me at. You followed me at winning pace. Why was he able to drive a race car at an accelerated pace as a novice driver that never drove anywhere except on the interstate, you know? Why was he able to do that? Because he was following someone closely who had more skill and knew how to go at a better pace. One of the keys to us accelerating is how closely we follow those over us in the Lord. Pastor Debbie and I are more committed to following Pastor Nancy. Somebody said, well, I don't believe in following a person. Well, Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Amen. As long as you can see Jesus over their shoulder and you can see he's the one they're following. It's good to follow somebody else. In fact, it'll accelerate you. Tell your neighbor, he's preaching better than your amen. And so we're in a new season, and Pastor Nancy has accelerated. She's going on daily. Well, she's on daily. No, excuse me. She's on weekly. She's going on daily television, setting up a $200,000 TV studio. Beautiful. I was in there 3 or 4 times. Just beautiful. Getting ready to broadcast every day the message that God's given her, the message of faith, the message of Christ. Hallelujah. And she's going. She is going. She has wham, and we're going to have to do some wham. Hello? Now, why do I share all that in Vision Sunday? Because here's what came in my heart in California this past 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, last week, whatever it was. Came in my heart that more of us need to be going to some of those meetings. You heard me say it Sunday, maybe Sunday. But use your faith to get in some of those meetings. You'll catch things that Pastor Debbie and I have vision for that we've endeavored to articulate, but some things you gotta be in the atmosphere. The atmosphere of an accelerated pace. So that we're not going, man, we're going so fast. And you get around people who are going twice as fast as you are, and you're going, oh, I can do a whole lot more. I can get a whole lot more done. Tell your neighbor, he's preaching better than your amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's some standards. Excellence in helps ministry. Excellence in praise and worship. Excellence in the organization of their ministry. Excellence. Say excellence.
Excellence.
Some of you on the praise and worship team, I need you to stay on our bumper as we stay on Pastor Nancy's bumper. And that means some of you are going to have to do what you need to get out there. Catch it. Catch some things. Well, see, all those amens makes me want to preach that a little bit more. Amen. Praise the Lord. I said it's scriptural to follow somebody else. It's really why God's connected us where he's connected us in the body. It's just wrong thinking to think that we can finish our course on time because there's coming a time end where we don't have any more time down here to finish to run our race. We're not going to live down here forever in the flesh. But there's coming the time that we're going to cross that finish line, or we're going to cross the line of we don't have any more time, put it that way. And whether we're finished or not depends on whether we were at the right pace. Amen. So we're going to have to speed up. We're going to have to speed up our pace of obedience.
Yes.
When God says do something, like we're going to talk about planning another church. When God says do something, what are we going to do?
Do it.
Let's just wait until God in his good time kicks us in the bottom and gets us out to do it. No, pray. Believe God. Start seeking God for the vision. Start saying, what do we need to do first? What's our first step?
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In reality, we set the pace by our response, not God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So I want to cast that vision for some of you to... I'm not just saying everybody here ought to go to all the meetings. That's not true. But if it's in your heart, that's what I'm talking about. If it's been in your heart, and whatever reason has kept you from doing it. I know we've got people employed at the daycare that would like to go. I'm looking for ways to allow that to happen. How that's going to happen, I don't know. Maybe some people that are staying back can volunteer and fill in for you. You know, I realize there's job assignments and so forth, but there's a way. When you really, 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 really believe God to get it done, there is a way to get it done.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Impartations are important.
Yeah.
Your assignment in the daycare is important, but impartations to take this whole ministry into the next, to bring your supply to the next level is huge.
Yeah.
So we can do them both. We can find a way. Don't everybody, all 75, or how many we've got? 40 employees say, can we go? I don't have 40 people to fill in. But let's at least start staggering it or something.
Yes.
Amen. How many of you single ladies or senior citizens ladies, you could come fill in at the daycare for a week or something like that so somebody could go? So you got a couple people.
Amen.
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 As long as you're not a criminal, I think we can make it work, you know? I'm kidding. Hallelujah. Are you catching my heart?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Faith will get it done. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it takes. Faith will get it done.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. So I know there'll be some organization that'll have to take place in that. Not just everyone can go, and they might have to stagger who goes first and so forth and so on. But let's at least not just kind of say I can't because of this or that.
Yes.
Anything's possible to him that believes. Hallelujah. Next, I want to share something that the Lord said to me back at the beginning of this, well, really about the middle of December. I was praying, and the Lord said to me that I had not been faithful with the healing ministry that he had given to me. And he said to me, that, you've not been faithful with what I gave you back in 1990. And that is the tangible healing anointing to minister to the sick. And he said to me, that what we've had, this is the way he said it. He said, what you've had Ann doing in the healing class on Sunday, and of course Pastor Debbie gets in there some too, but he said to me, he said, that doesn't count towards your faithfulness with the healing anointing and the ministry that you received back there when I spoke to you that I had given to you a ministry of healing. I went, ouch. Jesus, aren't you talking to somebody else? Lord, you must not know who you're talking. No, he knew who he was talking to.
Yes, sir.
That was a low blow. Now, that doesn't mean that what we've had Ann do and Pastor Debbie fills in sometimes, that doesn't mean that we're not supposed to do that. He just said, that doesn't count. He's talking to me. That doesn't count as you being faithful with what I gave you back in 1990. Woo. And as he spoke to me and I started repenting, I started seeing into the Spirit. And I saw us conducting a healing meeting at the beginning of this year. So we got the calendar out, looked at it. We're going to schedule it. We have scheduled it. You can see it there on your list of events. It's in April, the 23rd and 24th. Saturday night, like we do. Remember the old, last year, I should say, old, not just last year. But the gym meetings.
Yeah.
Partner meetings, whatever we call them, weekend meetings. So we'll do it like that. We're not having as many this year, but we'll do it like that. Excuse me. Saturday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night. That's in April, April 23rd and 24th. Praise the Lord. Now, he asked me, when's the last time back there in December 12th? Now he said, when's the last time you laid hands on the sick? And I could remember one time about 6 weeks before that, but before that, I could not remember the last time. Now, he said, I'm not talking about when you get words of knowledge and call out words of knowledge. He said, that's part of your ministry to the sick. But he said, what I'm talking to you about is you've been unfaithful with the tangible healing anointing that works for anyone through the laying on of hands by faith. And he said, you understand that you won't operate in that as much as a pastor. I said, yes, I understand that. But he said, still, what you're entering into now, you're going to have to pick it up. You're going to have to start ministering more that way. So I wanted to share that with you. All right. So let people know about those dates. A great healing meeting. Great healing meeting. Big, big, big healings and big, big, big miracles that give God the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, the next thing I want to share is that I already shared that, handing out the event list. We're going to have Wednesday night prayer once a month. It seems like we're at a place in ministry like we were back there 20 years ago where the Lord said to me, I want you to pray. He said, if I finally surrendered to pastoring, he said, I want you to pray. He gave me a length of time and pray some things out. And I got done praying and a whole lot of things were prayed out. A lot of things were written down. And the church has just been really the way we've been operating just until more recent times whenever we fulfilled it all. But just taking steps on what he said 20 years ago. Just taking steps. He already said what the plan was. And so, but anyway, we've come to the end of that. We need to pray out some of the things of the future. Yes. Prayer is like the railroad tracks. A locomotive has to have track for it to move forward. Yes. And prayer is like that track. If you play, you lay that track down, then you can, then the ministry can move forward. Yes. So he wants us to emphasize this. I can't really tell you how big this is on the inside of me. Of course, there's Monday morning prayer, but we're ending into season that some things need to be prayed out. Really, when the Lord spoke to me about coming here, he said, I had been stepping out into another office of ministry and all hell broke loose. All hell broke loose. And I said, Lord, what is going on? He said, you're not ready for what you're stepping into, draw back, pull back. He said, you're just not ready spiritually. And then he started dealing with us about pastoring. He said, one of the assignments of the church, the church you pastor, is to pray and prepare things for you to step back out into that. Amen. So it's a big part of it's to be a big part of the church. Yes. Hallelujah. I love prayer meetings. Yes. If it was up to me for the rest of my, if the Lord said, you can do whatever you want for the rest of your life, which he hasn't. But if he said that, I'd say, great, just let me pray. Just let me pray. I don't need to preach anymore. Just let me pray. I love praying. So let's come together and do that. Amen. Now, let's just jump to this, the future home of the church. We've shared this about over the last couple of years. We've shared more and more of it each Vision Sunday, I believe. This church building was paid off 2 years ago. Thank God for by the grace of God, we got this building paid off. There's other ones that are not, but this one was paid off. And then when we finished the parking lot because the Lord really put it on my heart to get it done. Besides that, Mount St. Helens was erupting out here. You remember that? It was time to get that. It wasn't a matter of waiting. It just had to be done. So we did take out a loan against the church building again to pay for that parking lot. And that loan balance now is around $127,000. So we did pay this off and then that balance was put back on there. But regarding the next church building, the Lord said a couple of things. He did say a number of years ago, he said, I have a home for this congregation. And that really got me stirred up. And then in 2017, we were over there in July in Russia, and the Lord gave me an experience where he showed me what building we're to pursue next. It is the Armour Drive Limo Link building. If you were here last Vision Sunday, we shared that with you. So that building is up there kind of close to the intersection of First Avenue and, is that Edgewood? Yeah, it's closer to Blair's Ferry. Yeah. So if you go up there, follow Edgewood up and go left at First Avenue, it'll be, you know where anybody know where the Carlos O'Kelly's is up there? It's right across the street. That's convenient for Brother Carlos. I think his favorite restaurant in the world is Carlos O'Kelly's. We need to take him to some good restaurants, don't we? No, I'm kidding. But anyway, the Lord showed me that building and he said, over there in Russia, he said, claim that building. Praise the Lord. Somebody says, is it for sale? I haven't seen that yet. I haven't gone to see it go on sale. But we're believing God. I believe God wants us to move towards that building. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They have a lease on it, the Limo Link company. They have a lease on it. I think it's for another 7 years, maybe something like that. I don't know. Does that mean that's the time frame at which we're to look at moving into it? All I know is God said claim it. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And if it opens next week, we're going to go for it. But there is a 7-year lease on it. So that might be the timeline. We'll just see. I just want to keep the vision out there in front of you.
Amen.
Somebody said, what are we going to do with these buildings? I don't know. We're going to follow the Spirit on these buildings. I would like to. I don't get to do what I like to all the time. But I would like to sell them. Get the equity out of these and move it in towards the next building. I believe where God's given us a lot of equity. I think that's why he's given us so much around here. Hallelujah. This is going to go up in value. So the point is, whatever, the Lord, if the Lord has us keep them, we'll lease them out or whatever. Sell them to the Harvest Christian Daycare or something. We'll do something, but we'll get the money out of them either way.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you for your enthusiasm on that. I know whenever the Lord said, claim that building, and I was in rush, he said, claim that building. Then he spoke to me and he said, now you're going to see miracles.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. That a miracle is the bypassing or intervention of ordinary processes. Ordinary processes means, bank loan and, paying off and so forth. But God wants to do some miracles.
Yes.
What about a miracle when it's not even for sale? Or somebody wants to continue their lease, but they're outgrowing the property and they need another building or something, and we're just ready to see some miracles. I know that over this Christmas holiday, this past Christmas holiday, I know that the desire for the next building grew in me exponentially. Praise the Lord. The maintenance required on these buildings is almost astronomical. Thank God for the supply. Thank God he's been taking good care of us. Hallelujah. Right now we have about $1,967,000 of equity in these properties. So that would go a long ways towards the next building, wouldn't it? We'll just be led. But what I'm just asking you to do is stay on the bumper of the leading of the Spirit. And let's not balk at it. Let's not say, oh, that's so much. That's big. That's whatever. Well, he'll go at our choke point, at the level of our choke point. Hallelujah. Somebody said, that's so much more size. That's 30,000 square feet. That's about what we have right now. It's amazing, isn't it? All these buildings. So then I want to share, the next thing I want to share with you is about the property over here, 4089 21st Avenue. Remember this? This is where the yoga, whatever studio, whatever they call that yoga place was. The building that's still standing here, right? Remember, right here is where the Wiley Plaza was. And then the building, anybody not know what I'm talking about? Sitting right over here, the ugly one. By the way, both of those owners at one time or another, not this last owner, but one time or another, both of those buildings came for sale, and I didn't have any prompting to buy either one of them, the church to buy either one of them. But as soon as they were destroyed, I got the unction. Hallelujah. I believe to give us some exposure to the street. And also some equity. But anyway, the thing I want to share with you, I think I told the church this. In fact, I know I did. I was coming out of the office. This is 21st Avenue. This is 22nd Avenue. 21st, I was coming out of the offices one day back in the summer, well, late summer. And it was still light, after hours. And so I turned that corner onto 22nd, onto Wiley, excuse me. And I glanced back towards this direction I don't know what I was looking for. I just glanced over here, and the Lord gave me a mini vision. I'm glad it was mini because I was driving. Just a mini. And I saw that building wasn't there. In a vision, the building wasn't there, and I could see everything. I could see our buildings back here. And like a flash, it disappeared, and the Holy Ghost dropped on me. He said, it's yours for the taking. Oh, glory to God. I started laughing. I said, yes, I'll receive. When I'm receiving it into the church, not for us personally. Receiving it, the Lord wants us to have that property. Well, Pastor Jay, why? I don't know all the whys, but there's going to come a day, mark my words, there's going to come a day that was the smartest thing we ever did to get these properties. It will. Somebody's going to want all of this. I don't know what all is going on, but God's got a plan. He's not leading us to get those things just because I don't know. He's got a plan. He's got a purpose. I don't know if we should live stream this, but anyway, I was praying one day. I told the congregation that I was praying one day, maybe a month after, maybe 6-8 weeks after that, maybe just something like that. I was praying about that building, and the Lord spoke to me. He said, "The city, how did he say it? The health department, I believe. The health department needs to find out about that. What's going on with that building?" He said, believe me that they find out about it. He said, second of all, you're not the one to tell them. So I called a couple of people on staff. I called them. I said, get in agreement with me. The Lord just spoke to me. How long was it after that? A month or something? Wasn't long after that. Maybe not even a month. The daycare, one of the workers came out here early to the daycare, and the police were over here right beside this neighboring building. And they went out there. Anything we need to know? Everything okay? Yeah. They said, we're out here to condemn this building. If you go over there and you look at the front of that, there's doors in the front, you know, the building front. And there's signs on the doors, do not entry, condemned. They condemned that building. The seller, that's what we'll call him. The seller... We talked to the seller about buying it, and he said, all right. And he named his prices, not quite, but almost twice as much as it's really worth. The land, not the building, the land. And he said, don't even send me an offer unless you send me that much. Well, I'm not going to send him that much. I mean, if we had it in our heart, I don't have this. I remember the drowning man illustration the Lord gave me? Just let him keep on glug, glug, glug until he finally says, uncle wants to sell it for the fair market price. Faith comes by hearing, fair market, fair market, fair market. And so he's glugging, and the city's condemning, and we're believing. Hallelujah. So they are, I guess the snow and the frost and all that slowed them down, but they are going to condemn that. The construction crews have already been out here, or whatever you call it, demo crews, or whatever, and they're getting it done. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And then it's coming into the church's name. Tell your neighbor it's coming into the church's name. The bank would want about 20,000 down on, excuse me, 20% down on that. If the right now the land's probably worth 175,000 raw land, done properly, refilled properly according to engineering codes and all that. If it's done properly, maybe 175, maybe a little bit more now that these apartments are being built over here. So maybe we'd be willing to go a little higher. But if let's say it's 175,000, that would be 20% of that down would be about 35,000. 35,000 down that we would need to get a loan on that from the bank. And so the Lord just put it in my heart that, remember back about 2019 or 2020? Remember we were raising funds to go on mission trips before COVID hit, and COVID shut everything, shut traveling down, shut traveling overseas especially down. So that money is sitting there designated into that, and that's 35 designated parts, 35,834 and change. And so that money could be used towards that if the Lord would want us to. But so we're just going to stay open to how the Lord wants us to use that money. I was going to just say, let's have a redesignation meeting and all that gave, you know, sign a card that says I'm willing to redesignate. If somebody didn't want to, that's fine too. But I was going to do that and I just got a check. It's just slowed out. So I'm just here today saying, there might be a redesignation meeting on that funds if you would like to release those funds that were designated towards mission trips. Amen. We could use it to put down on this land. We could use it to continue to do mission trips. We could use it for whatever, however the Lord would lead us. But right now, Pastor Nancy, we've been asking her, some of us on the team, anything in your heart about overseas and mission trips? No. So one day I thought, let me see if I can get this conversation started another way. I said, is international television satisfying something in your heart for overseas? She said, oh, yeah. So I'm like, ah. So that just kind of explained a little bit where her heart is, because those funds were to go on those trips with her. You remember that? So we'll see. Just stay tuned. There might be a redesignation campaign meeting, or maybe the Lord will say, do something else with it. But are you willing to stay tuned, just see what the Lord says to do with that? But anyway, that money's there in the bank. Actually, the church put in more than that. That's not even designated, but that money is there in the bank. We'll be led on that. That's possibly something that could come up. We might could use that $35,000 for but getting the down payment on that land right there. Hallelujah. But say this, it's all the land's coming into the name of the church. Amen. Now, let's talk about Kansas City. Let's talk about Kansas City. What Kansas City? Kansas City, Kansas. Or Missouri. It's on the line. Missouri, Kansas. Some of you, I couldn't hold it in anymore because we were in a prayer meeting and it started coming. I'm like, Lord, I know what this is. And if I have everybody join in with me in prayer, I'm going to have to tell them what it is. So I told the congregation. I think most everybody knows. The Lord spoke to me in Kansas City. I was preaching down there in May of this 2021. And in the next morning before I got up to drive back home, I'm just worshiping God, woke up and worshiping God, just praising Him. And He started talking to me about the glory that's in His plan and following His plan and so forth. And I'm writing things down. And He said, this came up out of my spirit. There's a further plan there's a further plan for your ministry here. He didn't say what it was, but like a flash, I knew what it was. In fact, I've tried to say, well, you know, He didn't say maybe I should be open to something else, and I just know it's not. It's this. It's planning a church, a Spirit of Faith family church in Kansas City area. Yeah, glory. Oh, man. This thrills me because, anyway, it thrills me. I won't get into all the cuz. But, there's a further plan, and the first thought that came to me was, because I'd been praying. In fact, that morning I was praying Colossians 9:1, filled with the knowledge of His will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. He spoke, there's a further plan for your ministry here, and my first comment to the Lord was, Colossians 1:9, that's not being filled with the knowledge of your will. That's what came out of my heart. How many of you know there's a further plan? That's just a piece of the knowledge of the will. I said, Lord, that, in other words, I was telling Him, I need to know more. And He never said anything at that time. Never said anything else to me about it. I said, okay, I get it. He gave us enough information to start praying in that direction. What do we do? How? When? Who? Where? What building? You know. What part of the city? Which suburb? Where? You know, there's a lot that statement doesn't tell you. How many of you know He told us to run, not to run without aim? He said we're to press towards the mark. There's got to be something out there that we're setting ourselves towards. And so this thing has to be birthed in prayer. And as we pray, every time we pray, I get more direction and it gets clearer and clearer. And I wanted to start a campaign to fund whatever God's doing down there, and it wasn't in my heart this year. I kind of had a little bit of a pout about that. Because I'm ready. Anyway, I'm willing. Praise the Lord. So there's a lot of things that if they aren't birthed in prayer, they'll struggle to even get off the ground. So we're going to spend some time on those Wednesday nights praying about that, praying about other things in those Wednesday night prayer meetings. Plus, I want to go down there 3 or 4 times this year. Pastor Debbie and I will go. I don't know if we'll announce it, but I want to just get down there and pray down there. And drive around and see if the Lord shows us which part of the city. We have some sense. We were down there over, what was it, Thanksgiving, and got some more direction. But every time we take steps, every time we pray, we get more. So let's just not sit and twiddle our thumbs. Let's pray. Let's go. Let's pray down there. Let's see.
Amen.
See what he says.
Amen.
Unless the Lord build the house, we're going to labor in vain to build it. What's the opposite? If he's in everything we're doing, it'll be easy, light and easy.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so I believe what the Lord has us doing this year for our Over and Above campaign, he wants us to get this out of the way so we can next year just really focus on that. But I'll share what's on my heart. We're going to put up a screen here. We're going to continue the Over and Above campaign this year. And we're going to put it towards three projects. Remember, if you've been around for a while, we do Over and Above campaigns every year that kind of takes care of extra expenses beyond just normal routine, functioning of the ministry. And Over and Above campaign is going to continue in 2022. And the big project is down on the bottom there. They put it in the bottom. It's a campaign for this east parking lot to replace. Teresa said, hallelujah, the east parking lot. That's this parking lot over here. If you come in, if you park over here, you get out of your car, look down, and there are cracks everywhere. Looks like a broken piece of glass, just that glass that shatters and stays together. That parking lot was what we started out to replace before Mount St. Helens erupted out here. Amen. So the Over and Above campaign, we need to finish up some maintenance around here. These buildings were born when I was born. Not quite. No, they were built in, what, 83, 82, somewhere in there. I was in high school getting filled with the Holy Ghost whenever these buildings were being born. You know what I'm talking about? And I don't think that parking lot's been replaced since they were, maybe, but it doesn't look like it's been replaced since it was built. So before Mount St. Helens erupts out there, we've got to replace that. We want to put it in concrete. So we started moving forward with talking to the engineers a few weeks ago, and they said, "Ha, ringy dingy, the city changed the code again." We said, "No, you didn't." So we said, "Ask them if we can have an exemption because we're in stages of a repair project," and they gave us an exemption. Hallelujah. What I mean by that is they would have required all sorts of changes that would have taken up a lot of the parking. They would have required green spaces and, just all sorts of things. And they looked at our plan that we really kind of already had partially worked up. And they said, "Well, look, you're putting out green spaces and everything. We'll just give you an exemption." How many of you know we want to get that done before they change their mind? If they change their mind, the cost could go up $100,000-$200,000 because of where they want to put water retention and all kinds of stuff. Which I think I just have a sense we better get it done. So you say, is that the cost of the east parking lot? No. The east parking lot is going to cost $180,000. But the reason we put up 90 up there is because it's time for the daycare again to belly up. They use it way more than we do. So that's what we're going to believe God for. Hallelujah. We need to probably get it started. The engineers are already working on it. This includes the $180,000. Includes the engineering, includes all the work, all the demolition and everything, and finishing up, and even landscaping. Not landscaping. Excuse me. Even the grading. So that's that project, and we're going to have to get it on the books here, early this year, because these companies, they start booking it up. But through the summer, again, we can get that done through the summer here. And so that's part of what we're going to believe God for, is the Over and Above campaign. Then we've got two other things up there. You can see on top there, you can see the church landscaping. We've already put out, anyway, we're just going to say $5,000 is going to cover that church landscaping. That finishes up the landscaping. There's things that haven't been finished. And then the church sign. Now, the church sign is a bigger sign on the end of this building. This is the west side. This west side of this building can have a Spirit of Faith Family Church sign written out, which is actually visible from Wiley. because this sign up here is not visible from Wiley, but that one could be visible from Wiley. And we already took the size of the sign. We already got the quotes for it, the size of the letters and everything, and had the company drive over to the Limolink building, size it on that building, and see if we can take it from here to there. So we said, make it big enough. So they made it big enough. Hey. So, hallelujah. So, that project's about $20,000. So, all told, we'd have a goal for the Over and Above campaign of $115,000 this year. Is our God able?
Yes.
Is he well able? Hallelujah. So you can see the screen. You can show the next screen there. The Over and Above current balance is already at, this was December 31st. This is already what's in the Over and Above, so we can apply that towards, right, there's the sign already. Actually, as of yesterday, I believe it was, the balance of in Over and Above already, it's 19.7 or 750 or something like that. So we already got our sign paid for. Which we might not use it on the sign. We might, because we need to put it on the church parking lot. But anyway, so that's the current balance, and this is the screen we're going to be showing. The next screen, you can move to the next screen. This is the screen we'll be showing on Sundays. We believe in God for $115,000. God brought in 17. That's already up 19.7. So we're going to go all the way across the finish line for Jesus. How many of you want to stay in a flow where we're not taking out more loans? That'd be to me, it's like a step backwards. It's like, oh, I don't want to go backwards. I don't want to go backwards. So we're going to believe God for that this year in our Over and Above campaign.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. So that's where we're going in the Over and Above campaign. All right. I'll just recap again. The Akabogu's ministry over in Nigeria. If you're a visitor, we have a missionary planted in Nigeria. This past Sunday or whatever was 5 years, I believe. They've been there for 5 years. They just got into a new, well, I shouldn't say they're in. They're any day now. They'll be moving into a new building. We've showed you some pictures. I don't think we have them this morning. But they're going to be moving in. And God, I was talking to Pastor Ike the other day, and I just had a salt in the spirit, just like a flash. I said, you're going to be growing. You're going to grow there. Your church is going to grow there. And so we're thankful for that. We have, as a church, supported them for this period of time. And so they have been growing, getting their faith legs under them. it takes getting your faith legs under you when you start something new, I'm telling you. Starting planting new works is not for the faint of heart. Especially in Nigeria. But so they're getting their faith legs under them. But the base has to be strong. I mean, let me just tell you this. The Akabogus this year have made tremendous strides in faith for their own finances. They have really taken some strides. And so we thank God for anything you give to that. Many of you are giving towards their ministry. We pass it on. We don't take anything out here at the church. We pass it all on and give it to them. So you, as much as you give, we'll continue. You give $1 million, we'll give it to them. If you give it to them, we'll give it to them. We might sniff it as it goes by, but we'll give it to them. Stand up. Some of you are getting, stand up, turn around 3 times, tell your neighbor, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. But that's what planting works is all about. It's about you can be seated. It's about incubating it until it gets its legs under it. And the Lord spoke to me a while back. He said, you set a policy with your spiritual sons that you're not going to go past a certain time. And I've talked to the Akabogus about this, and this might be the last year that we emphasize that. I mean, if they can't stand on their own, they need to come home. I didn't say they couldn't. I know they can. But I'm simply saying they need to use their own faith. Amen. Because I believe we're going to switch from that to planting in Kansas City next year. That doesn't mean if you give something, we won't pass it on. We'll give anything you give to them. But you understand what I'm saying. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's go to the daycare. Switch to the daycare. The daycare has no debt on any of its property, any of the buses, anything of that nature. Praise the Lord. DHS came through the other day. Their lady that we have a really good relationship with, she came through and gave us a surprise visit. They do what, once a year, is it? So they came through. They were pleased, signed off on everything. We're doing great. They were amazed at our enrollment because COVID hit a lot of daycares really, really hard. And they were amazed, but we were not satisfied. We've been running around 150 children. We have capacity for over 180. And the Lord spoke to me and just said, you know, this needs to go back up. And so I called the administrative staff, Kimberly and Katie especially, and I said, now let's God, the Lord's dealing with me. This is not okay.
Right.
I mean, there's other reasons too, but this needs to go back up. And so I said, I'm believing God, but do you? I reminded him. I said, "Do you remember whenever I was doing the believing for the daycare and how bad it was doing? And when you started believing for it, how good it was doing?"
Yeah.
I said, "So this is on you. You all find a way. Get. You know." So they did. Within 24 hours, they called me and gave me a plan that bam, changed some things, and they've been working that, and it's building back up. So DHS was impressed with our, you know, enrollment. We weren't. We said, well, what's the COVID got to do with enrollment? Amen. So it's going back up. I think we're already, what, at 163 or something like that. And there's a family with six children ready to come in or something like that. And a lot of things are changing already. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, honey.
Amen. Well, he asked me if I wanted to share some things about the daycare. And I will say this. I just want to encourage our church. Really, the daycare is a department of the church, you understand,
yeah.
But it is a separate corporation as well. But we want to encourage you. God's been dealing with me, and particularly this last week, he's been showing me some things. And one of the things he's been, well, I just want to encourage you, don't give up on the daycare. Amen. Let's use our faith more than ever for the daycare. And I know Pastor Jay and I have really talked, and to be honest with you, we do plan on using these buildings for the daycare, whether that's a daycare by these or something like that. But we're checking our hearts about it, because to move the daycare would not be a wise thing.
No,
would not be. We would lose, you know, the funds that it's built all these
people
years.
People select daycares close to where they live. So,
yeah, so, but we're going to do what God tells us to do there. But one of the things, what I'm asking, I know that there was a time where people were just very difficult to hire anyone because people didn't want to work because the government's giving them all the money. And we've finally been, that's been turning, right? But then with that, for people to get jobs, they've had to increase the amounts.
Mm-hmm.
The DHS did come back and increase the amount that they give us monthly, because predominantly we have families that are through DHS. You understand, but we have private paid families.
Department
as well.
Of Human Services pays for the daycare, for their daycare enrollment.
But our private pay families do pay more than the DHS. You know, kind of offsets things and all. Well, it's coming up time for raises and what have you. I told Kimberly, we're going to be giving raises here, but I said, you tell the daycare workers, we're trusting God, and I need them to trust God, and I'm asking you as a church to trust with us. You tell them that we are going to give two sets of raises before the summer. We normally give in now and then in the summer, and usually somebody gets one raise once a year, sometimes twice. It just depends on their job, and to be honest with you, but usually once a year. So you tell the individuals in the daycare that we are going to give another set of raises before the summertime. You know, we're giving them now, and we're putting our faith out that we're going to be able to lift the daycare up. You know, primarily, these are our church people. They ought to be blessed. Amen? And so we're believing God for ways. I have an amount in my spirit, and that would be several thousand extra a month, okay? So I'm asking you, and the daycare's like, oh, praise the Lord. Yeah, we need your faith. Don't be, oh, praising the Lord. You know, you be praising God for your salary to go up. You be,
yeah.
Yes. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for, you know, and daily believing God with us on this, because I believe that this will be a state-of-the-art daycare. We need some more supplies. We need some more fixes. We need some things. But I see in my spirit, and I've been telling Pastor Jay, it's like I'm seeing a fence around the entire area, and even a security guard and things like this, and a state-of-the-art facility. I'm just seeing that people and a billboard and different things like that, to where people, and I'm calling in, I need you to help me, that people, it's just like, oh my goodness, that's the place to work. And I'm talking about, you know, Christian people, spirit-filled people that will, you know, lay hands on the sick, and we can even teach them to do that. So I'm asking you to join. So don't give up on us on that, and go find some, you know, job at Target or something like that. Not that, Target's okay, but I'm saying if God's put your heart to be here, don't just quit because you're not making what you want. Now, we have to use wisdom. We can't just throw money out there. We've got to believe God for it to come in. You understand? And there's a lot of expenses for the daycare has to help with these buildings and things like that, because frankly they use it every day. So with that, I'm just asking you, believe God with us, because that's what I see. And this is a state-of-the-art facility, a facility that the entire area will just, oh my goodness, praise the Lord. That's what they'll say, not glory to us, glory to God. See what he's doing over there? And more than anything, what he's doing in those children's lives.
Yes.
So believe God with us, I believe, how's it going to be done? I don't know. We never know it's going to be done, but he's going to do it.
Yeah.
And so we're asking you to stand with us. As a matter of fact, why don't you stand up? And let's just lift our hands up and just say this after me. Father, we thank you.
Father, we thank you.
That J. Eberle Ministries is blessed.
J. Eberle Ministries is blessed.
Spirit of Faith Bible Training Center is blessed.
Spirit of Faith Bible Training Center is blessed.
Spirit of Faith Family Church is blessed.
Spirit of Faith Family Church is blessed.
Harvest Christian Daycare and Academy of Tutoring is blessed.
Harvest Christian Daycare and Academy of Tutoring is blessed.
And our personal lives and businesses are blessed.
Our personal lives and businesses are blessed.
We have everything we need.
We have everything we need.
All the supply.
And all the supply.
All of the employees.
All the employees.
All of the volunteers.
All of the volunteers.
In all these arenas.
In all these arenas.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Angels of God, you bring it in.
The angels of God, go bring it in.
Satan, your hands are bound.
Satan, your hands are bound.
And we thank you, Lord.
And we thank you, Lord.
Press down.
Press down.
Shaken together.
Shaken together.
Running over.
Running over.
Men and women put
Men
into
women.
These arenas in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Now, understand that we're not looking for the daycare to grow exponentially over the church. It really is a department of the church. You understand that? So with that, but the Lord dealt with me. Always say J. Eberle Ministries first, then the Spirit of Faith Bible Training Center, and then the church, the daycare. And just put it in that perspective, and just constantly call those funds in.
Amen.
Amen. And he'll take care of us as well. So
Amen.
I just wanted to share that. I know you're standing with us.
Amen. Thank you, honey. You may be seated. I want to share just briefly before we close here about J. Eberle Ministries. We have a screen for this. You can put up the screen for the conferences. I mentioned the healing conference in April. You can see it there in yellow. But then down at the bottom there, you can see November, we're going to also have a GEM conference as well. So that one will be the 12th and the 13th of November. That will be also, I think it's on your event list that we handed out. Then she mentioned the Bible Training Center. That's an online Bible school that took all the classes that we preached in the Bible school back in, was that 16, 17 or something like that. We had a Bible school here, 3 hours every week, I believe. Was it 3 hours every week? No, 6 hours every week. We had a Bible school here, and a lot of the congregation went through that. But you say, I wasn't here, I didn't get to go through it. It's all available online.
Amen.
Wow. That took a lot of work to put that together, and it wouldn't be right for it just to sit there and you don't take advantage of it. So that's out there online. I just wanted to let you know about that. If you aren't familiar with it, go to J. Eberly Ministries and you'll find it there, and you can go out to the link and learn all about it. But there's basically... Anyone can go through it. It doesn't just apply to ministers or those that are called to the ministry. Also, there's two different tracks. It's a two-year program, but there's two different tracks. You can go on a track of picking the courses you just want to listen to. That doesn't give you a certificate, but or you can just go through the whole year progressively as the classes come, and then you can actually get a certificate. Amen. And be a graduate of Spirit of Faith Bible Training Center. Praise God. Just want to remind you about that. We don't say a lot about it, but it's out there. What a treasure trove of information. So that's out there. Then I wanted to switch. This is all under J. Eberly Ministries. A couple more things. Are you still with me? Just J. Eberly Ministries also is going to do some mentoring, Ministers Mantle Conferences, Ministers Mantle Conference in Nigeria in October. That's tentative because of the whole COVID thing and quarantines and all that. But that's scheduled in October, middle of October instead of the beginning. And then we're going to have a Zoom conference call with them over there. Pastor Ike is going to be here in the summer. He and I are going to do it from here over to there. So that'll be in the summer. We don't have the exact dates on that. And then Pastor Debbie and I have talked. We want to do some mentoring classes for those of you that sense the call to ministry and do some things with you this year, either here at the church or in our home or somewhere like that. But we'll find a place and schedule those. We don't have those scheduled right now. We wanted to sort of just see how it worked out, when it would work. We might do it a little bit more impromptu, not necessarily, schedule it out for the whole year. So those things are in our heart, so stay tuned. Third, J. Eberly Ministries social media report. There have been, the Gem Vault is out there. Most of you know about the Gem Vault. That's a free online repository for all the products that we have put out from J. Eberly Ministries that you can stream or download free of charge. I was just out in California. A man came up to me and thanked me again for the Gem Vault. He said, there's one service on there. He said, I listen to many of them, but there's one on there. He said, I have listened to it at least 110 times. So it's ministering to people. It's helping them. It's giving them answers. And so that's out there. This past year, want to hear a good report?
Yes, sir.
This past year, 2021, 6,395 tracks were downloaded off of the Gem Vault. Now, that's individual tracks. Separately, and not included in that, 307 series downloads were downloaded or streamed in 2021. And so there's a lot of ministry going on when we're not even aware of it. People listening online. People, it's out there, but you get surprised. You're out on the road, you're doing something, preaching somewhere, and somebody come up and say, thank you for the Gem Vault. And I'm like, oh yeah, thank you. Praise God. I forgot, But it's out there ministering. We're sleeping and they're hearing it. Amen. Glory to God. Then also Facebook streams. Facebook reports it so strangely. I don't even know how to understand it. 151,000 watch time minutes is really weird. I don't even know what a watch time minute is. But anyway, YouTube has 6,300. I looked on last night. It's actually over 6,300 subscribers in 46 countries. Now, they're watching all the services that we preach here. They put it up on YouTube. And so there's 6,300 subscribers and 169,000 views last year. 169,262. Praise God. Amen. Next, I want to put the blog screen up. But anyway, don't forget about the Gem Vault. That's out there for you to take advantage of. The blog, I was writing the blog for a long time, and you haven't seen one for a while, right? Oh, you haven't seen it? It was out there. No, I'm kidding. It wasn't out there. No, I haven't written it for a while because over the end of the year, December, I just wanted to take a break and focus on praying about the new year and everything. And that has slopped over into January. So I'm going to just change the blog into whenever I get an unction on a subject, I'm going to be doing the blog. So we'll be starting up here again. I can see it's coming again real soon. But you just stay tuned. It'll come to you if you subscribe to it. As soon as we put one up, boom, it'll notify you if you've done that. Oh, I don't know how to do all that. You figured it out. Next, let's go to the Jim aircraft, just a vision we have for aviation. I think concerning the church plant in Kansas City, I keep thinking, Lord, who am I supposed to put in as a pastor down there? And it doesn't seem like it's anybody else. It seems like it's us. Yeah. I'm willing for it to be somebody else, but it seems like it's us. Okay, now I understand why, God, you've dealt with us about aviation. I don't turn a 5-hour trip into a 45-minute one right there. Come on now. Maybe not quite 45, maybe a little bit more. But the vision we've had quite a number of years, is for aviation. That is a 421C. Is that a C? Yeah, that's a C. And that's an example of what the one is we really have in our hearts. I was praying this morning. I was awakened, and I was praying about several different things and different people. And I saw it came into my heart. I wouldn't say the Lord said it. It just came into my heart because the price of airplanes has been going through the roof really. It came into my heart. They're going to drop down real hard. He said, and then the next thing I did hear this. This came. The Lord spoke this. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. I wrote that down. Hey, man, he was talking to me about the airplane. So, but that's a 421C. You don't know how much that thing is on the inside of me. So he said to me that phase 3 was going to include some more church plantings and things like that, not just this one, but others. And he dealt with us about aviation years ago, way back years ago, and told me, what's the good of the land? I said, well, that'd be flying our own aircraft. He said, well, then if you'd be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. Amen. It's not a toy. It's a tool. It's a tool. And so believe God with us. Right now we're training the pilot. Justin is about to take where'd he go? There he is. He's about to take his commercial check ride, which will enable him to fly us as someone paid. Up until now, the codes don't allow him to be paid as an employee to fly us. But that commercial check ride and the test, the ground test and everything, will get him qualified for that. So we're taking steps towards that. And that's what your giving towards Jim has helped with, as well as other things. And so, thank you, Jesus. It's all coming to pass. I'm not saying it's going to be happening this year. I mean, if the Lord wants to do it this year, great. But we're moving that direction. Hallelujah. Are you excited about that?
Yes.
Now, the next thing I want to go to is just the pledge cards. We're going to have a pledge campaign for the Over and Above campaign, which we just mentioned, for the parking lot and the sign and so forth. And also, we have reached our goal. We were believing for $5,000 a month to come into Jeremy Ministries to help with several things. I'll list what they are here. But we've reached that and gone over that. So, well, how many of you don't think we should be believing for $5,000 anymore? We should be believing for $10,000.
Yes.
So that's where we're going. We're setting our faith on $10,000 a month coming into Jabberly Ministries. And what that does is it helps take some of the expenses off of the church and puts them over there in the Jabberly Ministries. Here's some things. You've got a screen up there. The current average, okay, you're ahead of me. Then the screen for the new goal is $10,000. And then every month, gym partners, they give. They can do it online or they can do it here at church just right on the Jabberly Ministries line and help with the expenses of different areas. Let me give you some of those expenses. We're starting to parcel out more of the traveling to World Harvest Bible Training Center as a gym expense, road meetings, also, of course, and then the vision for broadcast for the Jabberly Ministries. What am I trying to call it? Not Facebook, the social media broadcast, which I've had in my heart. That's coming closer. I've been told now we're supposed to get high speed internet at our house in March. I've been told that before, but anyway, I've been told it's supposed to be now March. So whenever that happens, we'll be doing more of that program that I've been mentioning. Then also the gym partners help with the aviation costs. They help cover the cost of the gym vault because normally we would be receiving people buying those products. But since we're blessing people with them free of charge, the partners help cover the expenses of that. They help cover the expense of the Nigeria missions trip. Guess what? If we go to Nigeria this year, that trip's already paid for. That's a good report. Amen. And then the expenses of like the Zoom call to the Nigerian ministers and other things. Pastor Debbie has more books in her heart. I do too. There's many things I have in my heart, but I got to get more staff hired and get some things off of me at the church. Amen. How many of you want to believe God with us for that?
Yes.
Accounting and a social media director.
Yes.
Tell your neighbor, we're going to believe God for that. And so then I want the ushers to get in the aisles. They have packets that you want to, if you want to take, you don't have to, taking a packet doesn't commit you to anything, but it lets, just lets you pray over it, you and your spouse, find what the Spirit of God's saying to you, get the plan of God for what you're supposed to do to contribute to the parking lot. We call it the Over and Above campaign. And then what you are to do with the Jabberly Ministries partnership. Just whatever the Lord tells you to do. No pressure. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you don't like pressure anyway? You shouldn't respond to it anyway. But just directions of the Spirit. Follow those things. And so if you are going to pledge towards the Over and Above campaign, then turn that card in by, 2 weeks from now, I believe is February the 6th. And so turn that card in. Even if you pledged last year, you might say, I pledged last year. I don't need a card. Take a card this year, because we're considering that campaign done. And this year, a new campaign. So if you even if you pledged last year for the Over and Above campaign, take a card and pledge again for this year. On the line, the envelope, it says Over and Above. Put the Over and Above pledge on that line whenever, how often you give. And then you can't designate for the church, like you might say, oh, I'm going to give towards the Over and Above campaign online. We don't have it set up to where you can do that. You can give to the church general fund, and you can separate and say, yes, I want this to go to Jabberly Ministries or the general fund of the church. But you can't say, I want to go to Over and Above online. It's just not set up that way yet. Technology is available to do that, but it's just, we're not there yet. So, anyway, everybody understand what we're saying?
Yes, sir.
Presently, there are some envelopes we're using up that are old envelopes. Do you want to come up, Teresa? I don't have that information. There's a couple of, I think it'll be a couple of weeks here where we're going to be using some old envelopes. Why, rather than throw them away, why don't we use them, right? Be good stewards of what we have. So this envelope, that, when will that start? Next Sunday?
They're getting close to starting them.
Anyway, soon you'll see a new envelope. What's it going to say? Next couple of weeks.
So here it is. All right. So thank you.
It's a test? Okay. So currently, if you end up with an older envelope, then there's not a line that designates for Over and Above there. So you're going to use the line called Other and write Over and Above in there. You'll also notice on those older envelopes that you might see some designations that are inactive currently. And those were, I thought we had it in these notes. One was Gem Missions and one
right
was...
Right here, I think it is.
Oh, I see it.
Building
Thanks.
Fund.
Talking to my ear. Thank you. Building Fund.
Yeah.
So those are currently inactive. You can scratch out and write Over and Above there too if you wanted to, but really to make it easier, just use the line called Other if you end up with an envelope that does not state Over and Above. Within a couple weeks, we'll have the new envelopes back in your hands and they will be clearly labeled.
Yes, thank you. We'll keep mentioning that to you in the announcements so it's easy to remember. All right? Hallelujah. All right. Thank God. Hallelujah. That pretty much concludes what we wanted to do this morning. Hallelujah. It's only 12:15. Praise God. The Baptist beat you to the cafeteria, but but hey, you can eat something there when they leave. Praise the Lord. Everybody get an envelope. I should say this. If you have already become a partner with Jabberly Ministries, you do not need to take another envelope and fill it out to become a partner. Only if you are giving towards Over and Above this year, if you want to pledge towards something this year and Over and Above, then you would need to take a card and fill that out again. But the gym partnerships don't go annually. Does that make sense? So you don't need to take a new envelope and fill that out. Praise the Lord. Honey, what you got?
I forgot to mention to you and remind you, in giving those HCD raises, we're getting there. But right now, we've been on quite a stretch on needing more workers. So I would ask you to pray about if you would need a part-time job or something, or even one day or 2 days a week or something like that. Hey, if you want to come in, we'll find something for you. Because like I said, there's sometimes... people need to take a day off or this or that, and Kimberly and others are in the rooms helping out when they really need to be doing corporate things, you understand? So, and also I would ask some of those of you, maybe you're retired or something, maybe you would just like to give a day a week or something. You don't have to be there all week. Just pray about it. Just pray about it. We're not going to wrestle you to the ground and, you know, call the mafia on you or anything
Kimberly
like
might,
that.
Kimberly might, but we won't.
But, you know, because I do believe God's dealing with people. I do believe. And it will be a blessing. You can stand up. It will be a blessing.
Yes.
A blessing. And you'll be richly blessed for that. So just follow your hearts. I just wanted to encourage you. We'll continue to be talking about that, especially until we get a time to where we're seeing more of influx of outside workers coming in as well. But it's all coming in. So
praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Why don't you stay here with me and agree?
All right.
How many of you believe we ought to just release our faith for these two campaigns, the gym partnerships and the over and above? Hallelujah. Be remiss to leave without doing that, wouldn't it? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, thank you today for the plan that you have set out for us. Lord, it seems this year some things are just preparatory for what's coming. Father, we're willing to take that step. We thank you, Father, for setting us up for what's to come. We bless you and thank you for every person here. And we thank you for their heart that you've joined to this vision and put it in their hearts to be a part of what you're doing. Father, we thank you. We decide to take this acceleration pace that you are talking to us about. Hallelujah. This will get done this year. We thank you for all the money for the parking lot and the sign. We thank you for all the money for the landscaping. Father, we thank you for all the supply for Jaberly Ministries. Hallelujah. What we're getting ready to get into in church planting. Thank you, Father. As you led us, we thank you that you lead us into supply. We claim that supply this morning. We claim the $115,000. We claim the gym partnerships going up to $10,000. We claim that in Jesus' name. We release the devil from the assignment that tries to steal it from us. We say, Satan, take your hands off these funds. And we release our faith. Angels, you go and you bring the money in. Not, Father, because we're focused on money, because we're focused on the plan. And the plan for what you have for us ahead is important and it's worth funding. And it will all come in. It'll all come to pass. We say that. We believe for it. We agree in one accord. We're united in faith. And Father, we know we don't have to do it all, but whatever part you tell us to do, we thank you that part will come into our hands. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. All the vision will come to pass. Hallelujah. We thank you for it. We praise you for it. Father, for the rest of the year, we'll just say thank you that it's done. Thank you that it's done. Thank you that it's done. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. To you be all the glory and all the praise. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah.
Shout, it is done. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Amen.
Well, do you want to know if we're doing anything for the Lord? We just found out. Amen. Somebody years ago said, you know, what are you all doing for the Lord? I'm like, you just need to stick around and figure and find out.
Yeah.
We're doing something around here. Amen. So thank you, honey. That was wonderful.
Praise the Lord.
Appreciate that. Amen.
We love you. We're in one accord and united, right?
Yeah.
Even if your head can't figure it out, just say it'll all come to pass.
Amen.
Amen.